Chapter 13. Wellness Words, The Language of Vitality and Malaise. Step into a journey through the vibrant and often humorous language of health and wellness in Portuguese. This chapter is your ticket to understanding how the Portuguese express their physical states, from feeling fit as a fiddle to being utterly exhausted. Imagine waking up fresh as a daisy after a good night's sleep, only to find yourself later feeling completely out of sorts. Here, we decode expressions that vividly describe these experiences. You'll learn how to say you're laid up with a strong flu, or lament that your back is killing you after some heavy lifting. We also delve into the quirky phrases used to describe mental states. Whether someone is a bit scatterbrained, described as having a screw loose, or is completely nuts, the Portuguese have a colorful way of articulating these sentiments. This chapter will guide you through these expressions, making you adept at describing everything from minor ailments to significant health conditions. Get ready to chuckle and learn as we cruise through the highs and lows of Portuguese health lingo. Each quirky expression isn't just a phrase, it's a vibrant thread in the tapestry of Portuguese culture. So, let's dive into this fun linguistic adventure and uncover the heart and soul of Portuguese wellness language together.
Atrasado mental.
Literal, mentally delayed, intellectually disabled.
Chamar alguém de atrasado mental é desrespeitoso.
Calling someone intellectually disabled in a derogatory way is disrespectful.
Maluco.
Nutcase, crazy person, or eccentric.
Ele é maluco da cabeça.
He's a nutcase.
Esgroviado.
Crazy or loony.
Ele ficou completamente esgroviado depois de beber.
He became completely crazy after drinking.
Não está bom da cabeça.
To be out of one's mind or to be crazy.
Ele quis saltar do telhado para a piscina. Ele não está bom da cabeça.
He wanted to jump from the roof into the pool. He's out of his mind.
Marado.
Crazy, mad, unhinged or disturbed.
Ele está marado desde que perdeu o emprego.
He's been unhinged ever since he lost his job.
Marado dos cornos.
Completely unhinged or wildly bizarre.
Ele está marado dos cornos a agir de forma completamente disparatada.
He's completely unhinged, acting in a totally reckless manner.
Sofrer do totiço.
To be crazy or loony.
Ele sofre do totiço e faz coisas sem sentido.
He's crazy and does things that make no sense.
Taralhoco.
Senile, fool or silly.
Ele é taralhoco, vive a fazer palhaçadas.
He's silly, always clowning around.
Tolo.
Fool, foolish.
Não sejas tolo, ele já te avisou para não ires por esse caminho.
Don't be foolish, he already warned you not to go that way.
Destrambelhado.
Scatterbrained or clumsy individual.
Ele é tão destrambelhado que tropeça em tudo.
He's so clumsy that he trips over everything.
Ter parafuso a menos.
Literal, to have one screw less. To be a bit crazy or mentally unbalanced.
Acho que ele tem parafuso a menos. Está sempre a fazer piadas de mau gosto.
I think he's a bit crazy, always making tasteless jokes.
Ter pancada.
Literal, to have a knock. To be eccentric.
Ele tem pancada, faz sempre coisas estranhas.
He's eccentric. He always does strange things.
Pirar de vez.
Literal, to go nuts for real. To go completely nuts.
Ele pirou de vez depois de perder o emprego.
He went completely nuts after losing his job.
Dar enxalado.
To act like a lunatic or to behave irrationally.
Ele deu enxalado e começou a fazer coisas estranhas.
He started acting like a lunatic and doing strange things.
Castrol.
Colesterol.
O médico disse para evitar alimentos com muito castrol.
The doctor said to avoid foods high in cholesterol.
Castrol.
Is a playful corruption of
colesterol,
often used humorously or colloquially when discussing health and diet. It exemplifies how wordplay can lighten conversations on serious topics.
Xexé.
Senile or someone who is mentally senile.
A avó já está pouco xexé, esquece facilmente das coisas.
Grandma is a bit senile already. She easily forgets things.
Estar de molho.
Literal to be in soak. To be laid up.
Ele está de molho com uma gripe forte.
He's laid up with a strong flu.
Estar feito num oito.
Literal to be made into an eight. To be in a mess or to be exhausted.
Depois de tanto trabalho, estou feito num oito.
After so much work, I'm completely exhausted.
Doutor da mula russa.
Charlatan or cobbler.
Não confies nesse doutor da mula russa para aconselhamento médico.
Don't trust that charlatan for medical advice.
Estar são como perro.
Literal to be as healthy as a pear. To be as fit as a fiddle.
Apesar da idade, ele está são como perro.
Despite his age, he's as fit as a fiddle.
Dar o badagaio.
To faint.
Deu-lhe o badagaio no café.
He suddenly fainted in the café.
Dar-lhe o fanico.
To faint.
Deu-lhe o fanico quando soube da notícia.
She fainted when she heard the news.
Doido varrido.
Completely crazy.
Ele está doido varrido se pensa que isso vai funcionar.
He's completely crazy if he thinks that's going to work.
Visita de médico.
Literal doctor's visit. A brief visit or a fleeting visit.
Foi uma visita de médico. Mal tive tempo de conversar com ele.
It was a fleeting visit. I barely had time to talk to him.
Não bater bem da bola.
Not right in the head, or a few sandwiches short of a picnic.
Ele não bate bem da bola, às vezes tem comportamentos estranhos.
He's not right in the head, sometimes he behaves strangely.
Não bater bem da pinha.
Not right in the head, or a few sandwiches short of a picnic.
Quando ele começa a falar sozinho na rua, todos dizem que não bate bem da pinha.
When he starts talking to himself on the street, everyone says he's not right in the head.
Estouvado.
Foolish.
Ele é tão estouvado que nunca pensa nas consequências.
He's so foolish that he never thinks about the consequences.
Doido.
Crazy or insane.
Ele é doido e nunca sabe o que vai fazer a seguir.
He's crazy and you never know what he's going to do next.
Nó nas tripas.
Literal knot in the guts, not in one's stomach.
Ele tinha nó nas tripas antes da entrevista de emprego.
He had a knot in his stomach before the job interview.
Estar a cair aos bocados.
Literal to be falling into pieces. To be falling apart.
Depois de anos de trabalho árduo, ele está a cair aos bocados.
After years of hard work, he is falling apart.
Estar avariado da caixa dos pirulitos.
Literal to be broken from the marble box. To be off one's rocker.
Ele está avariado da caixa dos pirulitos desde que perdeu o emprego.
He's been off his rocker since he lost his job.
Não bate bem dos cornos.
Literal doesn't hit well in the horns. Not right in the head, or a few sandwiches short of a picnic.
Ele não bate bem dos cornos, às vezes tem comportamentos estranhos.
He's not right in the head. Sometimes he behaves strangely.
Ter miolos de galinha.
Literal to have chicken brains. To be bird-brained.
Não acredito que ele meteu sal no café a pensar que era açúcar. Com certeza tem miolos de galinha.
I can't believe he put salt in the coffee thinking it was sugar. He must be bird-brained.
Apanhado do clima.
Literal caught by the climate. Off one's rocker or out of one's mind.
Ele começou a dançar na rua como se nada mais importasse. Estava completamente apanhado do clima.
He started dancing in the street as if nothing else mattered. He was completely off his rocker.
Bater mal.
To go crazy or to lose one's mind.
Ele ficou a bater mal depois da separação.
He started to lose his mind after the breakup.
Não regula bem.
Literal doesn't regulate well. Not to be right in the head or not to be mentally stable.
Às vezes penso que ele não regula bem, pois ri-se nos momentos mais inapropriados.
Sometimes I think he's not quite right in the head, as he laughs at the most inappropriate times.
Toino.
Dummy or airhead?
Estás a ser toino, não estás a perceber nada do que te estou a explicar.
You're being such an airhead. You're not understanding anything I'm explaining to you.
Abascado.
dopey, gawky or goofy.
Ele fica completamente abascado sempre que tem de falar em público.
He becomes completely dopey whenever he has to speak in public.
Chapa.
X-ray.
O médico pediu uma chapa ao paciente para avaliar o seu estado de saúde.
The doctor requested an X-ray from the patient to assess his health condition.
Vivinho da Silva.
Alive and kicking.
Apesar da idade, ele está vivinho da Silva.
Despite his age, he's alive and kicking.
Fresco como uma alface.
Literal fresh as a lettuce, as fresh as a daisy or in tip-top shape.
Depois de uma noite de sono reparador, acordei fresco como uma alface.
After a night of restful sleep, I woke up as fresh as a daisy.
Dói-me as cruzes.
My back is killing me, or I have a backache.
Depois de carregar aquelas caixas pesadas, dói-me as cruzes.
After carrying those heavy boxes, my back is killing me.
Ir à faca.
Literal to go under the knife, have surgery or get operated on.
Ele vai ter de ir à faca para resolver o problema no joelho.
He will have to have surgery to resolve the knee problem.